This family's dairy herd is not large when compared to the nation. They joke that to get repairs for their milking equipment, they call a museum, not a parts store. However, their business is thriving here. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
It's time to turn your cover crop into a cash crop. Plant Fixation Bonanza Clover. When you plant Fixation counter-cyclical to corn silage, you get an additional cash crop with yields up to 10,000 pounds per acre, all while fixing up to 250 pounds of nitrogen in each acre of your soil. Get a return on your investment with a low seeding rate, fewer fertilizer inputs, and bigger yields for forage and silage. Find out more about the biomassive clover Fixation Bonanza by visiting fixationclover.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agriliquid.com.
When you look at the U.S. as a whole, this isn't a large dairy, but it is the largest such operation in Alaska.
So we're putting up probably 300 acres of hay, two crops a year, milking 91 right now. We're selling all that. I can't keep up.
Ty Havemeister's family was one of the original colonists, as they're known, to come and farm the Matanuska Valley. Today, they milk those cows and process, bottle, and deliver their product to stores. The cows receive mostly brome hay grown on the farm, plus supplemented grains.
We're feeding right around 12 pounds a day grain, 18% protein. The bulk of it is barley grown in Delta.
That's Delta Junction, Alaska, another of the state's agricultural areas. Their milk is marketed to a variety of outlets in the state.
We've made skim, 2% whole, half and half. We make heavy cream, too. We do all our own distributing, so we're in Kroger, Safeway, all the big grocery stores around here, and then a lot of coffee shops and restaurants as well.
Most of the state's milk is shipped in from Washington and Oregon. The Havemeisters can't compete on price, but they still have far more demand here than they can supply.
It's 10 days fresher, but then also we don't have a whole lot of it. Half the people are driving by our farm on the way home. They know their farmer face to face.
Ty's business is doing well, and there's reason to expand, but there are challenges to that.
I'd like to do other products too, so whether it's cheese. We've toyed around with making ice cream. There's a market for it. It's just having somebody to milk cows, you know. Nobody even knows what a cow is.
Perhaps that expansion will take place one day. But for now, the Havemeister name is one that remains well known to Alaska consumers. Traveling the countryside in Palmer, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.